Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Saturday morning. And I'm still in bed. But I've been up since, what time is it now? I don't remember. 5:30, I think. And it's 5:45. And I lay in bed, and since I don't have to get up, I check all my stuff on my phone because I am an iPhone addict. I'm addicted to the internet. I'm an internet junkie. Needs to be a 12-step program for that. Anyway, I was checking out Periscope, thanks to Big Rick, who mentioned it to me on Twitter. It's a really, really cool app. And I think what scares me the most is that it has taken the internet kind of by storm. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm aware of it, but I've been, you know, just poking around Twitter and the internet and reading up on it. What scares me is that it is so new and it's caught on so fast. And I've watched people in the chat when you watch a live stream broadcast, and all I could think of is those, and they're always going to be out there, those trolls that, you know, say mean, hurtful things that, you know, you're doing something. And I always think of, there was an SVU episode where they did a live streaming of a woman. They had kidnapped her or something, and they would, excuse me, the people in the watching the stream would say stuff like, you know, just horrible things like killer, and, you know, they would read some of the stuff. You know, I don't even want to say because, you know, it's not offensive, but, you know, like bash her skull and just, is an example of some really horrible things that they would say while they're watching this, you know, live feed. And I'm thinking of the younger kids, the ones that are vulnerable, the 13-year-olds, the 12-year-olds that, and I haven't read the terms of service or, you know, the policy. And because when you sign up, you sign up through Twitter. And that's what kind of scares me is that, you know, if you have a young kid out there doing a live stream and they're wanting the attention, and not saying that everybody's like that. It's just, you know, the whole cyberbullying thing. Even adults go through it. I know I did. But anyway, excuse me. As you can tell, I am sick again for like the third time this year. I'm not actually sick. It's allergies. And I don't, excuse me. I don't understand why. Because there's no dogs living here anymore, which I'm allergic to. Don't have any critters. We have fish that go back in the pond. I have them in a bucket in the dining room. So when the weather gets warm, I can throw them back out there. But anyway, just the whole, how fast it's hit the internet, and, you know, how mean people can be if they don't like something, or, I don't know. I like it, but I'm almost afraid to use it. I don't know. I think I'm just afraid to use it for my own reasons. It does look fun, though. I don't know. I might try it when I have other people in my life. I did show my beloved last night when he came to bed. I wish I was watching. And he said, so you can just watch people sitting. And because somebody had called out my name when I joined the broadcast. And it was some kid just sitting there on the sofa with a cat toy on his head. And like I said, looked really young in his teens, high school. And my husband's like, so they're recording him or broadcasting him sitting on the sofa with a cat toy on his head? I said, yes. And he rolls his eyes. Like, why? Why would you? And I go, I'm just, you know, scanning through, you know, what people type in there to get, you know, to draw in people. But some of it is just ridiculous. And he just looked at me like, oh my God, really? Another thing, it took him a while to get used to me doing audio recordings. And now, you know, my family's even, hypersensitive of, when I have my phone and then I turn it upside down and I turn it towards them, they're like, are you recording us again? And yes, or I'll just, you know, okay, well now you ruined the moment. So I'll delete it. But, they know. And I'm thinking, and the other thing too is I was thinking, if I do a broadcast of myself and I'm out in public, you know, I remember seeing documentary say something about not getting a selfie stick, but, you know, hold your arm out. And I'm thinking as I'm watching the video to make sure that it's focused on me or, you know, the surroundings, I fall somewhere or trip over something because I'm not watching where I'm going. Because that would be something I would do. But I was thinking, wow, I can actually bring everybody to the pool hall when I go. Or you can come out with me when I have tacos. And you can see what kind of environment that I subject myself to. And then there goes that thing in the back of my head going, oh, how judgmental. You know, they'll look at it and go, she's there. Why? For tacos. Because they're really, really good. Actually, they're not. I mean, they are. But I could make them at home. And I put cheese on mine. They don't even put cheese on theirs. But they're bar tacos. So, you know, what do you expect? The other bar that I went go to, when I get done with work, they have Taco Tuesday. And, they just, you know, throw in the pack of seasoning and, I mean, anybody can make tacos. They're not that difficult. Tacos a pastor are like one of my favorites, and that's the, pineapple, orange juice, marinated, pork or beef. I can't remember which one it was. And then you have cilantro and you have onions. Cilantro y cebolla. And then carnitas are my other favorite tacos. Oh, I'm making myself so hungry. And they make carnitas on Saturday at the deli, the Mexican store. Ooh, maybe I should get dressed and go because you have to stand in line because there's always people there. Okay, enough. Time to get some caffeine. And thanks again, Big Rick, for letting me know about this new and amazing, exciting app called Periscope. Later, just people.